चैतन्य प्रभु निश्चनंद श्री रेजगरा राज गोपा कृष्ण की जाय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिता श्याम अखंड राधपति गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय नवरदान की जाय गंग मन तुलसी भक्ति देवी की जाय अनंत गौरी भाई श्याम वृंद की जाय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय गो प्रेमनंदी Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Bhagavad Gita Chapter 18 Verse 20 Sam Mamapi Achyuta Shirshni Vandatam Parambujam Yat Vad Adai Satpatam Vibarshi Mam Lakshma Varanya Mayaya Ka Ishvara Setam Bhutam Vibur Vidhi Satam Mama Vyachuta Sishni Vandatam Parambo Jamya Tod Adhai Satam Vibarshimam Lakshma Varanya Mayaya Kahi Shorasya Itam Uditam Vibhur Iti Who? Ishvarasya, of the supremely powerful controller. Ihitam, desire. Uhitam, to understand by reason and argument. Vibhu, is able. Thus. Translation, O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it. And you, very mercifully, place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head, for although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks on your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute control and no one can understand the motives. Report in many places the Shastra describes the supreme personality of Godhead as being more inclined towards his devotees than towards his wife, who always remains on his chest. In Shrimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Natatame Priyatamam, Atma Yonir, Na Shankara, Na Sankarsano, Na Shriya, Naiva Ma. Here Krishna plainly says, devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Chandrasana, the goddess of fortune, or even his own self. Elsewhere, Srimad Bhagavatam Sukhavata Goswami says, Nemam Richo Nabavo Nashira Ganga Sansaya Prasadam Lady Rehobi Natatrapa Limokata. The Supreme Lord who can award liberation to anyone showed more mercy towards the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, who was his own wife and was associated with his body. Similar, Srimad Bhagavatam also says the gopis receive benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the Rasa dance, the Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who receive the causes of mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of God without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Even the goddess of fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Venkatabhata and Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Lord inquired from Venkatabhata, your worshipable goddess of fortune Lakshmi always remains on the chest of Narayana, and she's certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in my forms that for a long time accepted vows and regulated principles and perform unlimited austerities. Venkatabhata replied, Lord Krishna and Narayana are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing for Krishna's shaktis. Since Krishna and Narayana are both the same personality, Lakshmi's associated with Krishna did not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault in the goddess of fortune, but still, she cannot enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from real scriptures. Authorities of Vedic knowledge met Lord Ramachandra and Dandakaranya, and by their penance and austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not get that opportunity? To this, Venkatabhata replied, I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary human being. My intelligence is limited, and I am always disturbed. How can I understand the pastimes of the Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans. Lord Chaitanya replied, Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Rajaloka or Loka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, the inhabitants of that planet do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unaware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the residents of Vrindavan like Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Devi, and the gopis treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yasoda accepts him as her son and sometimes binds him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd boyfriend think he is an ordinary boy and get up on his shoulders. In Goloka Vrindavan, no one has any desire other than to love Krishna. The conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Raja Bhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, must take at the service of the residents of Vrindavan who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Translation of One Fallible One, your lotus palm is the source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish you may also place your hand on my head, for although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks on your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute controller, and no one can understand your motives. So, here, Lakshmi is stating her position. One of her qualities that she eternally resides on the chest of Narayana in the form of a golden line. So he has a little line on his chest, and that golden line is Lakshmi Devi. In this way, she is eternally with the Supreme Lord. However, in spite of that constant association, is saying, better that I become a regular devotee. You place your hand upon their heads. That is preferable than simply sitting on your chest all the time. And she says, this of course is like some sort of false prestige that I get to show off myself in front of everyone else. But actually the real mercy goes to the devotees, because you place your hand on their head and you give them blessings. Of course, this doesn't mean material blessings, but the favor of the Lord's association. So, in other words, she is glorifying the other devotees. This, of course, does not mean that Lakshmi is not a devotee. Yes, she's also a devotee. But she also takes a humble position here. And in fact, she's the greatest devotee among all the servants of Vishnu. Yes, that Radha is the greatest devotee among all Krishna's associates. So, in one sense, she's not speaking the whole truth here. She's putting herself in a humble position in order to praise the devotees and praise the Lord for his great mercy to the devotees. So we know that the sixth quality of bhakti is Krishna Karshani. Bhakti attracts the Supreme Lord. So this is manifest in prema. So a prem bhakta becomes attractive to the Supreme Lord, even though the Supreme Lord is the most attractive person. So the Lord is attractive to the devotee because of his bhakti. So therefore, Lakshmi here is glorifying the devotees and glorifying the Lord because in spite of being the Supreme Lord, he becomes subservient to the devotees because of that devotion. So, there's no fault in this because the Lord is attracted to the devotee who's attracted to the Lord. That's all it means. And the more one's attracted to the Lord, the more the Lord is attracted to the devotee. So this means that the Lord is overcome by the devotion the devotee shows towards him. And there's no, we cannot in any way criticize that. If we were to say that the Lord should not show such devotion to the devotee, and show even less devotion than the devotee shows towards him, then that would be a criticism of the Lord, because the Lord is not responding properly. So whatever the devotee does for the Lord should respond equally or even more back. He should respond in a greater degree than the devotee acts for the Lord.
that should be the Lord's position because he is greater, so therefore I should do more for the devotee than the devotee does for the Lord. So therefore, if we say that Krishna surrenders to the devotee in spite of being the independent Supreme Lord, there's no fault, because it's merely expressing his great devotion to his devotees. So, therefore, the quality of bhakta vatsalya, or being affectionate towards the devotee, is not a fault, but rather it's a praise of the Lord. He is most compassionate, and that's expressed by his surrender to his devotees. So, to the degree of the surrender of the devotee surrenders, or Krishna surrenders to them. And the greatest surrender is manifest in the gopis. Their surrender is so great that Krishna says, I cannot surrender to the same degree. And therefore, I am always indebted to you. I cannot actually respond properly, so I'm at fault. This is what Krishna says. So the intensity of the surrender of the gopis is much more than the surrender that Krishna can ever do. Why? Because they can surrender their families and their husbands and their mothers and fathers and their children for Krishna. And Krishna doesn't do that. So therefore Krishna says, I am at fault because I cannot respond to you properly. I cannot do more than you. And you are greater than me. This is the nature of the Supreme Lord, and it's the nature of the devotees of the Lord. So the gopis are considered to be the highest because of their great surrender, and the Lord is completely surrendered to them. And among the gopis, of course, we have Radha, and Krishna is completely under her control. So, in the expansions of the Lord, we have Vishnu, and then we have Lakshmi. So the same relationship holds there, in one sense. Lakshmi is the greatest devotee of Vishnu. And Vishnu actually surrenders to her. Therefore, she is actually on his chest all the time. He allows her the constant association because of that. Nevertheless, she's saying, this is not such a good position. I'd rather be one of the devotees. So, in terms of Krishna, of course, this is true, and that's what Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. Lakshmi would rather be a devotee in Vrindavan, because simply sitting on the chest of Vishnu is much less than the love that Krishna shows for his devotees in Vrindavan, and particularly the gopis. So the gopis get the most mercy among all the different people in Vrindavan because he responds to them because their surrender is most complete. So in comparison to them, of course, Lakshmi is in a much inferior position. So then she, as is quoted here from the Bhagavatam, she actually performed penances. I think the wise Kaliya, they say that Lakshmi does penances to attain the mercy of Krishna. The position of the gopis is greater than that of Lakshmi or anybody else. They did not get the great mercy of Krishna to the same degree as the gopis got. So this is the position of Krishna's devotees, and particularly the so all of the people in Vrindavan have a very intimate relationship with Krishna, and that is not available to others, including Lakshmi. In one sense, this comparison is a comparison of the nature of, let's say, the rasas of Krishna and Vishnu. And the difference is that in relationship with Vishnu, everyone is always aware that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. So the Aishvarya of Narayan is prominent in their bhakti. with Krishna, that Aishwarya awareness is not there. The devotees are attracted to Krishna not because of his Aishwarya, but because of his lack of it. It's not that he does lack it, but he doesn't manifest it at all. He has more powers. He manifests more powers than Vishnu, but he does not manifest to the devotees in Vrindavan. He manifests it to Brahma and others, but he doesn't manifest it to them. Right? So therefore, they never see Krishna as a powerful entity. So they love him not for power, but they love him because of his wonderful qualities, that's all. So the nature of that love becomes more intense because of that. So awareness of the Lord's powers dilutes the intensity of the relationship, the love. It's less intense. So Vishnu represents that form of the Lord who displays the powers. And Krishna is the form of the Lord who expresses sweetness. But though Krishna also has all powers in him. And we can say Vishnu has all powers in him, but he doesn't manifest those powers to a high degree. Or those sweetness to a high degree. So the prominence of the Aishwarya in Vishnu is matched by the love of Lakshmi. So she responds with a relationship of conjugal love with Vishnu. But in that relationship, there is that Aishwarya. There is some degree of Aishwarya in the relationships of the Queen of Dwarka also to Krishna. But it is less than it with Vishnu and Lakshmi. But that Aishwarya is completely absent in Krishna's relationship with the gopis and Radha. Though, we can say Vishnu's expansion of Krishna and Lakshmi's expansion of Radha, so it's very similar, yes, the relationship. But the manifestation of qualities within that rasa will be less because of the Aishwarya Bhav with Vishnu and Lakshmi, and the absence of that in Krishna's relationship with gopis. So though they're one and the same, Lakshmi is equal to Radha in one sense, yes, they're the same, and Vishnu is equal to Krishna in one sense. Still, the manifestation is different. So yes, God is one, and the Shakti is one. Vishnu is Krishna, and Lakshmi is Radha. Still, they exist separately to show different types of relationships. So therefore, the relationship with Vishnu is predominated by Aishwarya, and that with Krishna by Madhurya. So there cannot be any overlapping here. So the devotees of Narayana with Aishwarya Bhav cannot enter into Krishna's pastimes because they are seeing the Lord everywhere with love. They're not qualified to see that form of Krishna without that Aishwarya. And the people of Vrindavan are qualified to see Krishna without the Aishwarya, so they're not qualified for Vaikuntha. They don't appreciate that. So the relationship is somewhat different, so they don't cross over. So therefore Lakshmi doesn't enter into the gopis pastimes and the gopis don't enter into Narayana's pastimes. They don't do that because their qualification is different. Of course they're the same in one sense, but according to what Yoga Maya and Achintya Shakti, they express themselves different in these two different realms of Vaikuntha and Gokul. So therefore, that is why Lakshmi cannot enter into Krishna's pastimes, even though she is non-different. Of course, Vekapada says, well, she's not unchaste in doing so because she's the same person. Narayana and Vishnu are the same. That is true. At the same time, she cannot enter in that form. In her form as a gopi, yes. In which she becomes Radha, yes. But in the form of Lakshmi, no, she can't, because her bhava is manifested in a different way. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya has pointed out by this example that Krishna, therefore, is the full manifestation of all the qualities of God. Even though all the other forms are one with Him, they are all one. The manifestation of qualities and powers, etc., are different, and therefore different tastes arise, and different types of devotees arise, and each is qualified for a certain form of the Lord, and they don't mix themselves up and go to other places because of that. Yeah? And even the Shaktis themselves, so they're also the same. They don't also interchange. So Lakshmi doesn't enter into Radha's pastimes and Radha doesn't enter into Vishnu's pastimes. You don't do that. So, in this way, Krishna is established as the Supreme Form. So that's one way of interpreting this verse, that Lakshmi is saying that actually I am an associate of Narayan, but actually the devotees of Krishna are superior, and I cannot have the same blessings as them. This is also expressed not only in Madhurya Rasa, it's also expressed by Uddhava, who was in Dwarka and Mathura, cousin of Krishna. So he also understands that the Rajavasi's love and the Gopi's love particularly is the highest example of devotion to Krishna. And he also aspires for such type of love, intensity of love. But he also cannot directly enter into that. However, it is said that because of his great attachment to Krishna and his familiarity with both types, and then his attraction to the forms in Raja, that finally, when Krishna returned to Raja after killing Dandavakra, he brought Uddhava there also. Because Uddhava was in both pastimes, more or less, because he took the message to the gopis, etc., and saw the Rajavasis and appreciated. So he was able to exist in both pastimes. So therefore, he also brought him to Gokul. Oh, it wasn't Gokul, because they didn't go to Gokul, they went somewhere else afterwards, but within the Raja area, all the Rajavasis were there, and Krishna came back, and then he met everybody, and he also brought Uddhava there. And then they remain there in eternal aprakat lila. So, in this way, Krishna's pastimes are supreme, and that form is supreme. Even though all the forms of the Lord are one, still, the manifestation of qualities and rasas of Krishna is superior to all the other forms. Well, we can say this is pastime only, that's all. Because they are obviously have prema already. Gokul is the center of the spiritual world. And Goloka is a secondary manifestation, a slight manifestation by Shvarya. But it's still Krishna and Raja. That is the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna.
Nirantara Asisri Bhad Bhagavad Ki Dolat Bhamara Ki Dimitri Bhad Bhagavad Ki. Thank you.
ਬਿਹਾਰੀ ਨਾਮ ਬਾਤ ਨਾ ਰਿਹਾ।